Imagine a world where healing transcends pills and procedures, where the roots of illness can be seen as swirling energies, and where ancient techniques can rewrite your energetic blueprint. This is the world Alberto Villoldo discovered when he abandoned his prestigious academic career to apprentice with Inca shamans in the high Andes. For 25 years, he immersed himself in energy medicine traditions that predated Western medicine by millennia, learning to perceive the invisible energetic matrix that informs our physical reality. What he discovered wasn't merely an alternative healing method, but a profound understanding of human consciousness that modern science is only beginning to comprehend. The shamanic perspective offers a radical reframe. We aren't solid beings occasionally influenced by energy. We are fundamentally beings of light temporarily expressing as matter. Our physical bodies follow the template of our luminous energy field, much as iron filings arrange themselves around a magnet. This explains why conventional medicine often provides only temporary relief. It rearranges the iron filings without changing the underlying magnetic pattern. True healing requires transformation at the energetic level first, with physical healing naturally following. Surrounding your physical body is a translucent, multicolored orb extending about the width of your outstretched arms. This luminous energy field functions as the energetic matrix organizing your physical form. Within it, golden rivers of light flow through meridians, while spinning wheels of energy, chakras, process vital force. When depleted through stress or trauma, illness manifests. The field contains four interconnected layers: the causal layer nearest the skin with spiritual reserves, the psychic layer with refined energies, the mental-emotional layer sustaining mental stamina, and the outermost physical layer fueling the body. Energy flows out the top of the head, around the body, and re-enters through the feet, connecting us to Teximuyo, the universe's luminous web. Unlike Eastern traditions that place chakras within the body, shamanic tradition sees them extending luminous threads, huascas, connecting us to nature, birthplaces, and destiny. They function as energetic eyes, what South American shamans call ojos de luz. Each chakra serves a unique function. The first grounds us to earth, the second metabolizes emotions, the third transforms energies for manifesting dreams, the heart integrates masculine and feminine principles, the fifth gives voice to feelings, the sixth represents pure light and truth, the crown connects us to the heavens. Shamans recognize two additional chakras, the Viracocha, eighth, hovering above the head, and the Kausei, ninth, residing in infinity with spirit, connecting us to the archetypal realm. The shaman's most valuable skill is direct energy perception, seeing the luminous energy field, tracking wounds causing imprints, and detecting intrusive energies. This perception isn't supernatural, but requires recalibrating our senses beyond the visible spectrum. Vision occurs when eyes convert light to electrical signals that the visual cortex transforms into images. Perceiving the luminous energy field uses this same image-creating capacity, but with different input sources, requiring networks connecting the heart and third eye to the visual cortex. Shamans combine the third eye's factual perception with the heart's emotional insight, what they call compassionate seeing. Together, these reveal both illness origins and potential healing futures. Like wilderness trackers who notice subtle signs invisible to untrained observers, shamans focus unconditional attention across space and time. They track back to original wounding events and perceive both the past as a solid cord of light and the future as multiple luminous strands representing potential destinies. Before healing work begins, shamans create sacred space, a protected energetic container where ordinary reality is suspended and divine connection becomes possible. Within this sphere, psychological defenses naturally lower, allowing both laughter and tears as we experience our true lightness of being. sacred space forms through invocation of six directions with their power animals: Serpent of the South, Knowledge, Healing; Jaguar of the West, Transformation; Hummingbird of the North, Courage; Eagle and Condor of the East, Vision. Heaven represents the creative masculine principle, while Earth embodies the nurturing feminine force. The illumination process, shamanism's cornerstone healing technique, combusts toxic energies in chakras, burns away negative residue around emotional imprints, and cleanses the luminous energy field. Unlike Western medicine's view of a hostile universe, shamans believe we live in a benign universe that becomes predatory only when we're out of balance. The process begins with the healer extending their luminous energy field over the client. After opening the compromised chakra, the healer facilitates a backwash where toxic energies stream out for combustion. The healer then gathers pure light from their eighth chakra and directs it into the client's open chakra, overwriting the imprint. This intervention changes the blueprint in the luminous energy field, allowing the physical body to reorganize around a healthier template. Toxic energies can appear as daggers or arrows in our bodies, caused by negative emotions directed at us. Other intrusions attach through chakras, creating parasitic relationships that manifest as treatment-resistant anxiety, depression, or addictions. Clear quartz crystals can extract and transmute these foreign energies. Your luminous energy field contains an energetic blueprint where negative experiences record as scratch marks, while positive experiences fuel inner layers. Unresolved traumas become imprinted, predisposing you to repeat painful patterns. When activated, these imprints trigger seemingly unstoppable programs, explaining why we repeat destructive behaviors despite our intentions. Healing requires clearing these imprints through extraction and illumination. All living things are essentially light bound into matter. The illumination process, mihu, meaning to digest or combust, unbinds light trapped within heavy energies that our systems cannot naturally process. Performed within sacred space, this process transforms emotional wounds into sources of power and knowledge. The ultimate healing work prepares us for death as life's completion. Life begins with our first inhale and ends with our final exhale, returning us to spirit. At death, our luminous energy field detaches from the body, expanding into a translucent orb before reuniting with spirit. Shamanic death rites involve three essential steps: recapitulation and forgiveness for closure, granting permission to die, and final rites that release the chakras from the physical body. These processes help others transition peacefully while preparing us for our own journey beyond. Inca prophecies suggest humanity stands at an evolutionary threshold with the emergence of Homo luminis, a new human species evolving through consciousness transformation rather than genetic mutation. By clearing our luminous energy field of imprints and toxic energies, we reclaim our essential nature as beings of light. This evolution occurs within generations through healing practices that restore our luminous nature. As we clear energetic imprints that trap us in limiting patterns, we access wisdom from both past and future. Energy medicine offers a pathway for humanity's evolutionary leap. In our technology-dominated world, these ancient wisdom traditions remind us that we aren't physical beings seeking spiritual experiences, but luminous beings having a temporary physical experience. Reclaiming this understanding transforms both our health and our relationship with existence.